The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
We are excited about what we have to share with you today. I'm Tom, and I'm with my good friend, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you?
Doing great. I can't complain here. I'm in sunny Florida this week, a little vacay, and just really enjoying myself.
Well, thank you for spending part of your vacation with our listeners and with me. So let's dive right in. So, Jay, I know that the number one issue facing a lot of our listeners still is inflation. Where are we in terms of inflation?
Yeah, no way to sugarcoat it, Tom. Inflation is still elevated. Go to the grocery store, to the gas pump, and prices are still sky high. The average family out there is still hurting. And baseball legend Yogi Berra once said, it ain't over till it's over. And I think Fed Chair Jerome Powell has seemed to take that to heart. He refuses to admit that the inflation battle is over, and rightly so in some ways. Last month at the Fed meeting, he said, inflation has eased over the past year, but still remains elevated. In other words, it ain't over till it's over. The Fed wants to see some more progress toward the committee's 2% inflation objective before they change their monetary policy. And we continue to see weaker consumer spending. Unemployment numbers are starting to rise. So I am expecting the Fed to finally start cutting rates in September, but we shall see. If you remember, Tom, a few months ago, the Fed was prepared to cut rates three times in 2024.
Right.
However, there was an uptick in inflation in the first quarter, and it forced them to revise their outlook. And then at last month's committee meeting, they said that they anticipate cutting short-term rates just once this year. And the Fed has really done an about-face there. But it really does serve as a good lesson for our listeners. Changes in our goals, our time horizon, our risk tolerance really can change shifts in your financial situation. And no matter what the forecast is, best guesses, the economy does change and markets shift, and the Federal Reserve will adjust its strategy in response to what's happening. And that's why I always like to tell my clients to stay the course and don't overreact to a lot of this news that comes out. I've experienced many economic cycles. I've been doing this for 28 years. And sometimes these situations take longer than expected to resolve. You can't get inflation to just turn on a dime. As we've talked about on this show, most of inflation is being driven by high energy prices. Think about all the goods that have to be shipped around the world, around the country, either by truck, boat, airplane. That all takes gas. And when gas prices are high, it trickles into just about every product that's being shipped. So I always say, you know, be prepared. And there's about a 50-50 chance that the Fed does cut rates in September. I think it's going to happen. But the good news is, Tom, our strategies aren't dependent on anything the Fed does or doesn't do. Our team stays the course. We've got a very solid team. Our team at Faith Investor Services has well over 100 years of experience amongst us. We've got CFAs, certified financial planners, and we know that the inflation battle, it ain't over till it's over, but we're helping our clients stay prepared to combat inflation and have some good, solid strategies that incorporate their faith and values and get good returns. We like to call them faithful returns, and that's what we're most focused on.
And we're going to be talking about what makes this radio program so unique with Jay Peroni, who's our financial editor here on Faith and Retirement. And one of the main offers we have is you can get your free book, your ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our fiduciary and CFP friend, Jay Peroni. And you can get your free download right now at the website, faithandretirement.com. So what I hear you saying is that Jerome Powell has said that he's going to drop interest rates. They will, once before the end of the year. That was the latest prognostication. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you think that that will happen. And you know, people are going to be voting in September, early Absolutely. Voting. Do you think it'll mm-hmm. happen before the election?
I think that's really the goal here is the Fed, you know, mm-hmm. wants to, you know, they're not supposed to be political, but at the end of the day, they like to at least show that they're making initiatives and doing something. And that's important prior to an election.
Right. So how did you end up in this world, Jay, of biblically responsible investing? I imagine that this was a bit of a journey for you.
Yeah, it really has, Tom. I've been a Christ follower since I was a teen. And as a teen, I watched one of the hardest working guys I know, my grandfather. I've shared this story before, but for those that haven't heard it, he literally limped into retirement. He was hurt on the job, collecting Social Security, a nice pension. CD rates back in the 80s were mid to teen highs. So he was in retirement, literally making more than he was when he was working. But you fast forward into the 90s, rates started to come down, taxes. Then he eventually had the nursing home stay. He had dementia. He wiped out his life savings. And that really drove me, first of all, into the financial services industry. I said, how can I make a difference for someone like my grandfather, this guy that worked his whole life, came from the Great Depression mentality, don't invest in stocks, they're risky. He had great CDs, but the rates came down and he got wiped out. And I think if he had invested differently, planned differently, his financial future would have looked far different. So I got a degree in economics, worked for financial companies, got my master's in financial planning, got my CFP, which is the gold standard in the financial planning industry, on and on. But the crazy thing is, as I've done all this study in, I never learned about investing according to your faith. I had faith, never really talked about it in any of my courses. Then in the mid-2000s, I had a client change my entire world. And Tom, she asked me this question that had me like a deer in headlights. And she said, Jay, you know, how can I expect God to bless my investments if I'm investing in things that oppose his word? And she had been listening to a radio program very much like ours. And it was talking about what good is it for a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Did God care about your profits in the stock market? And she came into my office all gung-ho and asked that life-changing question, and I really couldn't answer it. She was talking about things like abortion and pornography. If we were supporting those with our portfolio, how could we expect God to bless the results? And that really did set me on what you call the journey. It really was a journey because I had a lot of sleepless nights just wrestling with that big question. If I invest according to my faith, I thought, Tom, it's going to cost me something. It's going to cost my clients something. That was my perception in my mind that if I invest in according to my faith, there'd be 10 companies to invest in and we'd get really bad results. But as I started to dive in and apply a biblically responsible approach, I found that there were literally thousands of choices, thousands of companies that I could screen in to the portfolio, lots I would screen out, but I still had thousands of choices. And if I couldn't find good investments amongst those thousands of choices, well, shame on Jay, not on the biblically responsible investing process. So to me, I started applying the BRI or biblically responsible investment process to what I was already doing. And here's what I found, Tom. I was actually getting better results because I was avoiding a lot of these companies that were doing things opposed to God's word. Yeah. They were getting sued. They were getting bad publicity and bad financial results because of those choices that they were making. And we've seen it, you know, recently with Bud Light, you know, and some of these companies, Target, that have gone very woke and people stop buying their products and services. And that impacts corporate profits. So for me, it's not an either or. You don't either get good results and invest according to your faith. For me, it's and. You invest according to your faith and get good results, and you honor God in the process. And that's really what I'm passionate about, what I'm, you know, gets me up every morning, makes me motivated to be talking to you on my vacation. I love what I do, and that hopefully comes across to our listeners.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and Jay, you know, I was looking at the list of companies that you have placed our family finances into, and they're just feel-good companies, the places we already shop in. And I just love that you take this approach. It's a very positive approach, and it's one that you feel good about, and we also feel good about. This week, I took a screenshot of my laptop screen with the current number, you know, that in our investments and how much it's up from the last one I sent to my wife, and she was just thrilled. So
great. Good to hear.
The results are there. I can only tell you from my experience, but, you know, it's great to work with Jay. And you want your actions to match your words, right? Well, here's an invitation for you to call us now for your free portfolio screen. Call and talk to Jay. Find out now whether the companies you're investing in match your faith and your values and honor God, or if you need to be on a journey, if you need to make changes. The telephone number is 800-270-7310. There's no obligation. And just call and ask for your free portfolio screen. Jay, when you talk with Christian families about their money, you're really getting in there. You're really getting into their lives and seeing what makes them tick. And I imagine you feel like a counselor sometimes. My wife is a counselor. Talk about that and about how you build personal relationships with clients, how you interact and ease their fears.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, Tom. You're so right, spot on there. The most important thing in any relationship is trust. And people trust me, so they're telling me a lot of secrets. You know, don't tell my wife this. And I don't encourage that. But a lot of times I do feel like that counselor. You know, people are motivated by emotions. We're emotional creatures. Greed and fear can get the best of people. And they can make very bad decisions because they're blinded by those emotions. So part of my job is working with clients and making sure they understand exactly what we're doing, why we're doing it. But at the end of the day, I really enjoy working with clients that I like. That's what it boils down to. They like me. I like them. They become part of my family, so to speak. And I don't care how much money a person has, if they're not fun to work with, I'm going to make sure that, you know, they're not a client. You know, it's got to be a win-win for both of us. And I find a lot of people often change financial advisors because of the quality advice that they're getting, or maybe they're not getting a good relationship or the cost. But the biggest reason people change is because the financial doesn't match their faith and values or doesn't line up with who they are. So I get to know my clients very well, what makes them tick, like you said. And we spend a lot of time focused on planning, getting to know what their investment strategies currently are. We use Retirement Analyzer, which is like gold. It's a gold standard where we're getting to know their income, their expenses, what their goals are, when they want to retire, what Social Security look like. We're diving very deep into their personal values. And we develop customized strategies. Not every person has a different portfolio, but the percentages and how we implement the strategies are going to be custom to each person. And that's really, we take a personal approach to this business. That's really what it's about. You can get products or services anywhere, but we're going to get to know your faith and values and make sure that your plan matches those faith and values.
If you do have a financial advisor, well, that's good. But when is the last time you actually heard from that person, him or her? If you want to change directions or just ask your questions, give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. That is a number that is active 24/7. And the website is faithandretirement.com. That's actually where you go to download your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith by Jay Peroni. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Welcome back to part 2 of Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. And Jay, you know, this is a very unusual political climate that we're in. Now, we don't have a political talk show, but the fact is, as of this moment, many people aren't sure who's even going to be on the presidential ballot 3-4 months from now. And voting starts in September. Does this uncertainty have any impact on what you're doing to serve your clients?
Not really. At the end of the day, Tom, regardless of who wins, there are tremendous opportunities in this market. For example, Biden or Democratic policies favor more alternative energy, infrastructure spending, and various opportunities. So regardless of who's in there, we can find opportunities. If we get Trump in there, we know what he's done in the past. He favors fossil fuels, traditional energy, more big oil and energy companies, more favorable for financial services with less regulation, more robust real estate and construction, as Trump's policies really aimed at easing regulations and encouraging construction and real estate development. So regardless of who wins, it's more of just where do we go from there? You don't need to be, you know, far ahead, making sure that you're prepared ahead of time. You don't need to know who's going to be there. But once we know who's going to be in the White House in 2025, that really helps our team to tighten up our strategy and put our best ideas to work. It's very fluid that we can adapt to the changes. That's what's very nice about Faith Investor Services. We're not a buy and hold firm. We believe in active management and make changes on the fly. And I grew up in New England, and one of the great coaches there was Bill Belichick. And love or hate him, he was known for having tremendous talent on the defensive side of the game. And he would be specific to each game. You know, each team he was playing, he would take away their best weapon. And he really would change up his strategy for each team that the Patriots were playing. And our team at FIS, at Faith Investor Services, has that same talent to be able to adapt to whatever the market throws our ways. We're going to change up if the if we get one candidate over the other, if we start to see certain policies changing, we can find those opportunities. Doesn't mean we're going to be bulletproof, but we have tremendous talent at Faith Investor Services that can help us thrive in good and challenging markets. So that's what I always say, you know, doesn't really matter who's in the White House, we'll adapt and we'll get you good results over time, no matter who's in that office.
That is so important. I love that flexible, active management. I mean, a lot of people are out there, you know, taking fees and they just set it and forget it. And I can do that myself. So I don't need that kind of help. Talk about the financial markets, Jay. What's the current state of the markets and the economy from your perspective?
Yeah, this year has been a very strange year for the markets. The gigantic AI or tech stocks continue to mask what's going on under the surface. And the U.S. markets really are in this huge state of internal divergence. For example, there's a huge spread in the percentage points between large cap S&P 500 companies and the small cap or smaller companies in the Russell 2000 over the last 6 months. And through last week, Tom, believe it or not, the Russell 2000 was actually down on the year. And that's through 128 trading days, while the S&P 500 was up 16.7%. And if we go all the way back to 1979, when the Russell 2000 was created, there's never been this wide a performance spread favoring the larger companies, and especially at this point in the year. And surprisingly, there's also never been a year where the Russell 2000 was down year to date through 128 trading days, while the S&P 500 was up on the year. So we've seen this really huge outperformance of the very large tech companies. And that really is causing a lot of masking underneath the surface. Because if we take the S&P 500, which is market cap weighted, meaning the larger companies have a larger voice and they're driving the returns. If we took that same index and we equally weight, each 500 company has the same equal weight, we're seeing that's up only about 4 or 5% this year rather than 16. And the only other time that this spread was so high was during the dot-com bubble back in 2000. And then the last thing that we're seeing too is a huge divergence between growth stocks and value stocks. And that is huge. The growth index is up huge for the year, while value is up just about 4%. And the divergence is about 27%. Growth is up 31, value's up only 4%. And that's the highest variation we've seen since the dot-com bubble as well. And we also saw a little bit of that during COVID. So this divergence is setting up some tremendous opportunities for those who are in the know, those who have solid investment experience and a great management team like we have at Faith Investor Services. So these divergences are presenting some amazing opportunities we see over the next 12 to 18 months.
History is important and the past is prologue. And it's very important to understand these things, even if you probably don't. And that's why we need professional help from someone like Jay. Whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income or annuities, maybe you need help with life insurance, you just have some questions about wealth accumulation, you'd like to find out about locking in some income for life, you'd like to protect your assets during turbulent days, stay with us, and you can give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 and ask your questions. So when I was growing up and all through my formative years, I just always paid attention to the DJIA, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Is the Dow Jones a good measure of how the economy is doing? What kind of numbers do you watch the most?
Yeah, so the Dow Jones, Tom, is just 30 companies. And in my personal opinion, it's not really a good representation of the economy. And the first thing that our listeners really should recognize is that the stock market is forward-looking. It's forward-looking and typically 12 to 18 months ahead of the economy. So the stock market and economy are two different animals. They represent a lot of the same things. But a good example is during COVID. Why did stocks rally when companies and states were still shut down? Well, the market saw that eventually this would blow over. Companies would open back up. States would open back up. So the markets will react very quickly. And a lot of people confuse the stock market and economy. But to get a bigger picture of the health of the markets, I really look at five things. I first look at stocks, and I like the S&P 500 better than the Dow because you get 500 companies rather than 30. But I also like to look at the equally weighted 500. We talked about that a few moments ago because it's really showing a broader base than the S&P, which is market cap weighted. And you can have 10 companies really driving what's going on. So I like to look under the surface. You can look at an equally weighted ETF like RSP, that's Ron Sam Paul. That's an equally weighted index. I also like to look at the bond market. I like to look at the AG, which is AGG, the total bond market, as well as TLT, which is a 20-year bond. And bond math really means that as prices go down and yields go up, inflation rises. So if you see the 20-year bond falling, it shows investors worrying about inflation going up. And if it's rising, it tells you that inflation fears are waning. So I like to look at stocks for the overall health of what the markets are doing, bonds for inflation. Then I start to dive into commodities. I look at DBC, which is a basket of commodities, as well as GLD, which is gold, and USO, which is for U.S. oil prices. And commodities are what make the economy run. So when commodity prices are going up, when the economy is growing and demand is rising, and on the flip side, commodity prices tend to fall when the economy is shrinking and demand is falling. And then gold for me is a good gauge of inflation and crisis concerns, while oil is a good gauge for inflation and economic activity. So we got stocks, bonds, commodities. Then I like currencies as well, looking at the US dollar. About half of the world's transactions take place in the dollar. So as the dollar gets stronger, that means that foreign multinational companies will struggle. As the dollar gets weaker, those companies do better. And then lastly, I like to look at cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum. Those are two of the biggest. About 54% of the $2.5 trillion crypto market is Bitcoin. And when Bitcoin is rising, that means speculation is going on. More people will look at smaller cap stocks, more speculation. So by looking at those five different things, stocks, bonds, commodities, currencies, and cryptocurrencies, it gives me a big picture of what's going on across the world.
Well, Jay, our time is up. Thank you so much, my friend, for unpacking a lot of this for our listeners. And you don't need to understand everything. You just need to know where you can go for answers. Call Jay at 800-270-7310 and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And the website is faithinretirement.com. Download your free ebook there, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com.
Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.